celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Hey there, great big welcome to your international broadcast of Breakthrough. We're right now in some of the world's hottest spots of danger and of conflict. The gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached in great, great power. And what's more, they're hearing my voice in their own native language. Throughout Russia, throughout the nation of Ukraine, where we're believing for peace and safety, the gospel is being declared in great might and anointing in the nation of Israel, which right now is being bombarded in the north, in the south, and from the other side in the Mediterranean. That glimmering diamond of God in the very geographic center of this whole planet. They're facing the prospect of eternity every day. And I'm there while the roar of rockets is being heard overhead and reminds them all that heaven or hell may be very, very close at hand. Yet, in Hebrew, in Israel, this gospel is being preached by this great global ministry. For 50 years now, my singular focus is on the unestimable value of an eternal soul. There is no greater calling on this earth than bringing the Lamb of God slain, the reward of his suffering. Every day, lives are being touched, souls are being won, and King Jesus is being exalted across America and in the distant nations of the world in their own languages. As I approached the pulpit for my opening message of Dominion Camp Meeting 2024, the words of that prince of preachers, the great Charles Haddon Spurgeon, were echoing in my heart. They were these: better a whole world on fire than a soul be lost. Better every star was quenched and the skies became a wreck than one single soul be lost. There's a battle already underway. It's between two kingdoms. It's between light and darkness, and the scorecard is tallied in those that are lost and those that perish without Christ. You're about to experience a unification of generational anointings, a holy consolidation destined to produce a revenant rebirth of remnant revivalist. I'm talking about a renaissance of biblical proportions and Pentecostal power. Right now, get your spirit ready for my keynote message entitled Stay Gold. Comes to you from the legendary Sumrall Tabernacle and America's Camp Meeting.
We're about to birth something in here tonight that came from something old. Stay gold. Thus my text, verses 7 and 8 of the prophet Isaiah. Here it is. Transport yourself to a funeral scene. The grass withers. The flowers fade. The people are grass. The grass withers. The flower fades. I got me a new one. It's got 50 years on it. But the word of our God stone monuments will crumble. Mountains will move from their places. But the word of the living God will stand when the world is dying and the moon is bleeding and the seas are seething under the whiplash of fury to spill their dead in the lap of God. How powerful, how profound, how prophetic the ancient prophet is describing in full the fleeting, swift days of our natural lives. Don't look now, but the death rate among human persons remains stubborn at 100%. By the rapture, I'll preach your funeral. I ain't wanting you preaching mine, so I'll preach yours. You're not getting out of here alive. This thing your Bible says is like a vapor. Seen then gone. Swiftly go the years. One season following another. Followed with bitterness and tears. In this temporal existence that you and I now find ourselves, there is an abiding hope. Our God is faithful and his word endures forever. Now, a paradox exists between my title and my text, a seeming contradiction. It can only be explained by the dichotomy between the temporal and the eternal, between the spirit and the flesh, between the heavenly and the earthly, between humanity and divinity. My wife's favorite poem was penned by America's favorite poet laureate. It speaks profoundly to this subject. Listen carefully. It is this. Nature's first green is gold. Her hardest hue to hold. Her early leaves a flower, but only for an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, and Eden sank to grief. So dawn goes down today. Nothing gold can stay. I feel like a patriarch. Realize that everybody that I preached in the greatest stadiums across America and around the world with are all gone. I was in my 20s when they were in their 50s. I preached with Oral Roberts. I preached with Shamba. I preached with Summerall. That's who I preached with. Kenneth E. Hagin. That's who I shared meetings with. And sometimes I feel like I don't know y'all. See, I watch you. And I just want to shake my head and say, what in the world are you doing? Never hear about a soul. Never hear about prayer. You never hear about consecration. We used to go on consecrations. Does anybody remember? Now we can't get you off your phone for an hour service. Come on, shout, you're preaching good, preacher. I feel like a family patriarch. So let me talk to all you little acorns. Let me take a minute and introduce you to the mighty oaks from which you have fallen, so you can see what you can become. What we're shooting at in the church today used to be under our feet. Lisa's granddaddy walked up into the woods and stayed up there. They said, "When will you be back?" He said, "When I'm healed." How much later did he come back? Huh? 3 days later, he came back carrying a cancer in his hand. I had a girl standing right here on the front line singing. I turned around and spoke. She ran off the back of the platform to a bathroom and came back out with a trash can with a tumor in it that big. Her sister had a baby developing in her womb with all of the baby's insides on the outside. I spoke. They went back to the doctor, and everything was back inside where it was supposed to be. I'm not talking about somebody's sniffles got healed and somebody's sore back felt better. Come on, get up and shout. We want it, we want it, we want it. I'm talking about people that were trailblazers. I'm talking about history makers. I'm talking about world changers. I'm talking about hell shaking. The first time I got off my own airplane, Brother Sumrall wanted me to fly and meet him where his airplane was. I believe it was in Nicaragua. And we met together there on the tarmac. And I started to get off the plane. And he said, "Wait a minute, go back on." And he went back on with me. And he took me by the hand. And we walked down the steps. And he said, "Now before your foot touches that ground, you bind every devil. You bind every sickness. You bind every disease." Brother Copeland told me one time, he said, prophetically, he said, "I see you flying across America, and I see stadiums overflowing with people getting saved." I have contracted. Communicable disease. I'm a carrier. It's direction changing. It's life altering. It's church changing. Don't look for the exits. It's too late. You've already been exposed. It's floating in the atmosphere because we've been praying, fasting, interceding. It's in the air. It's in the air. imagine the atmosphere. Breathe deep and start shouting. God just healed 120 tumors in this room. Sugar, because you're healed.
The healer is in the house.
I command your ears to come open, for your sinuses to be normal. I command arthritis to come out of you.
The healer is in the
cancer. Who's got prostate cancer? I'm looking over here. Is anybody over here with prostate cancer? You got cancer? Come here. I told you last night. I walked over there in the City Harvest Network meeting, and I said, you are healed. Got destroyed in a tornado. You about to receive houses you didn't build full of good things you didn't buy. The Holy Ghost does not need a new definition. He needs a new demonstration, and if you want to be part of it, get it.
You know, entire church congregations around the world joined us for America's Camp Meeting. Living rooms just like yours became the focal point of a deposit of the glory and the anointing of God's Holy Spirit, igniting hearts and changing lives, redeeming souls in the name of Jesus Christ. Gabriel left a message on my social media. He began watching Dominion Camp Meeting services while he was still a young Bible college student all the way out in Los Angeles, California. He had a burning desire to attend Camp Meeting in person. And this year, after many, many years, he realized that dream. I want to thank Gabriel for encouraging me on social media. Well, just like my dear friend Gabriel, you may have followed this global soul-winning ministry for many, many years. I realize there's been a great, great deal of turmoil, of anger, of bitterness, of strife here in the United States. Some partners tell me they've reviewed their giving only to find it's been months perhaps even a year since they've given financially to support this global soul-winning and believer-building ministry. I wonder if you'd please consider taking just a moment today to review yours and see if maybe it's time. You know, our mission to reach souls, to train up God's people to be strong, has not abated for over 40 years. But as I'm sure you also know, it takes many, many friends and partners like you who are willing to stand with me to make it possible. I'd be so very thankful to receive your gift today. Maybe $50, maybe more. It's deeply needed and deeply appreciated. All year long, we're celebrating God's goodness, His mercy that have marked my 50 years of gospel ministry. Please know that your gift doesn't ever go to me personally. It never has, and it never will. Let me assure you that every single dollar is used to reach hurting souls that need Jesus Christ and to train God's believers just like you. For some of you, might I suggest a $100 gift today? It'd be such a blessing to the kingdom of God and to us here at Breakthrough. In just a moment, in honor of your step of faith, I'm going to pray, believe God with you for three very significant blessings to be released into your life. I know you just sensed the anointing upon that. I'm going to believe, first of all, for a supernatural impartation of faith for you to believe for the impossible. Second, I'm going to believe with you for a divine revelation and demonstration of all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit in your life. And then third, I'm going to believe for divine favor to be released in your home, in your physical body, in your business or ministry, and in your finances. As God today speaks to your heart, you may be led to give an uncommon gift, maybe $500 or $1,000, as I agree with you, for an uncommon miracle. It will be such a tremendous help to advance God's kingdom across America and around the world and win as many souls as we can. But please remember this, every gift is special to this worldwide ministry. No gift of any amount is ever insignificant. I want to sow back into your life. I'm going to send you my camp meeting message in its entirety on DVD, on CD, 90 minutes of gospel preaching, and on digital download. So call right now, won't you? The summer months have been long. Folks have been away from their televisions, and I really need to hear from you. I'll return in just a few minutes to pray over your gift and to release those three extraordinary blessings into your life.
As you celebrate God's faithfulness in your life, please include a very special offering. As you do, Dr. Parsley is releasing three blessings of divine power to radically change your life and family. Perhaps it's been some time since you've given financially to support this global soul-winning and believer-building ministry. Please take a step of faith today. call or click on rodparsley.com with a gift of $50, $1 to mark each year of Dr. Parsley's ministry that's blessed your life and the world. For some, it's a $100 seed placed in the hands of God from your heart to change lives. It would be so appreciated and very significant right now. Our gift to you today is the message from America's camp meeting, Stay Gold. 90 minutes of gospel preaching on DVD, CD, and digital download. Give your very best gift today for souls and for the training of God's great army. Phone lines are open now. Thank you for your gift to advance the kingdom work of breakthrough.
Many modern believers have been deceived. They believe God is mad at them. But the truth is simply this. He's pursuing you with a father's furious love to receive you as his own child. Overwhelming love was on display for all to witness. Christ Jesus on the cruel, mean, biting beam of Calvary. His atoning blood has paid the price to atone for your sin. There's much more from Dr. Rod Parsley to help you grow every day of this most holy season. Sign up today for your free access to his 10 Days of Awe teaching series. Don't miss the opportunity to reserve it for yourself. Call now. Ask for the free Days of Awe email series or visit rodparsley.com. God desires to bestow favor on you and give you peace.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart so very much for calling. Now, if you received a busy signal, please try again. It's very important. Our phone lines are also open around the clock to receive your very, very vital gift. Right now, as you've agreed with me by reason of your sacrifice, I want to pray that God will honor his word and release these three mighty blessings specifically into your life. Father, I pray for a supernatural release of impartation of faith for my partners to believe for the impossible. I believe you to release revelation knowledge and the operation and the demonstration of the gifts of the Holy Spirit into their lives. I, Father, pray for divine favor in their homes, their health, their business, in their ministry. And Father, God, bless their financial situation. Now, friend, I want you to praise him. I want you to bless his holy name for divine favor. Don't forget to join me next time right here for part number two. You don't want to miss it, of my Dominion Camp Meeting keynote message, Stay Gold.